This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden has made additional appointments to the federal judicial bench and has set records as placing the most diverse selection of judges by any president in U.S. history. The U.S. Senate, late in its final session of the year, confirmed the final two of Biden's nominations, bringing his total number of judicial confirmations to 235, one more than President-elect Donald Trump's first-term total. Benjamin Cheeks was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to U.S. District Judge for the Southern District of California, and Serena Raquel Murillo was named U.S. District Judge for the Central District of California. Cheeks is the 63rd Senate-confirmed Black judge appointed by Biden, and Murillo the 150th woman. President Biden set records for appointing the most women and more Black, Native American, Latino and Latina, Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander judges than any other president. President Biden also appointed, and the Senate confirmed, 12 openly LGBTQ judges, three of them women, and also appointed the first four Muslim judges ever to reach the federal bench, as well as two judges currently living with disabilities. Nearly 100 of President Biden's appointments previously worked as civil rights lawyers or public defenders. Montana lawmakers were sworn in for the 69th session of the Montana legislature, which began at the state capitol in Helena on Monday. Though Republicans maintain their majority in both the state House of Representatives and Senate, they won't have a supermajority like they did last session. Democrats picked up 12 seats in the legislature. Republicans will hold 58 of 100 House seats and 32 of 50 Senate seats, leaving them with a slimmer majority. Lawmakers will have a slate of policy questions as the state continues to face the effects of an inflated, destabilized housing market and concerns over the ability of social service providers to meet growing needs. Legislators also will feel the pressure to ease property taxes, since the median residential property owner saw a 21% higher tax bill in 2023. In some high-growth counties like Flathead, Ravalli, and Gallatin County, property taxes increased much more than that. Lawmakers will also face a new landscape around reproductive health care after Montana voters in November enshrined a right to abortion in the Montana Constitution. Republicans in the 2023 legislative session introduced 13 bills attempting to limit access to abortion, but their ability to further restrict abortion access in the state will be stopped by the passage of the constitutional amendment. The Republican supermajority also passed bills in the previous 2023 legislative session that were unconstitutional, something they knew when they passed the bills, and those laws were struck down in court, after costing the state millions of dollars in legal fees. The Bozeman Winter Farmers Market is open Saturdays in January, with upcoming winter farmers markets on January 11th, 18th, and 25th from 9 a.m. till noon at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. The winter market showcases food and farm product vendors as well as craft vendors. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.